Jim Sargent grew up and went to college in Michigan. He played baseball and early on wrote nonfiction books about his favorite team, the Detroit Tigers, and other baseball notables. But since 2017, he's now written four Mickey Matthews mystery fiction tales. His last two were published this summer.
Shadow of the Hawk was finished much sooner, and I thought it was going to come out around last Thanksgiving, but there were some delays. So at the same time, the second one, Warm Springs Mystery, was with a new publisher.
It's not real life, but actual incidents and people are intertwined with the Mickey Matthews series.
It is historical fiction. Mickey Matthews is a character that was born and raised in Flint, Michigan, went to a college called Michigan Normal College, which today is called Eastern Michigan, which I also happen to be a graduate of. Mickey graduated in 1933, wrote a couple novels. His publisher sent him to Hawaii in 1941 because there was fears of a Japanese attack. That became the book Final Secret.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Actually, Jim Sargent, not his fictional alter ego Mickey Matthews, wrote Final Secret.
He came back to Ypsilanti in 1943 after traveling around in the Pacific War Zone, and he wrote a book there based on his experience with Nazi espionage. That one's called Long Pursuit. Those were the first and second.
Then this June, the third Mickey Matthews mystery was released, Shadow of the Hawk, centered around the fictional kidnapping of President Roosevelt's cousin and the nephew of New York Governor Thomas Dewey.
Since Mickey had helped the White House with this espionage case in 1943, he was called upon by the president for he and Frank to get involved.
In August, Warm Springs Mystery was published concerning a fictional assassination plot against FDR in Warm Springs, Georgia, where he often went to treat his polio.
As Mickey Matthews and Frank Tuttle discovered, President Roosevelt was never alone at Warm Springs. It didn't matter whether he was relaxing in his cottage, long since dubbed by reporters a little White House. He might be found swimming in the chest-deep water or playing games with patients in one of the warm thermal pools.
But Jim Sargent again weaves real-life incidents into Warm Springs Mystery.
He did make a trip at the time that the book was written, late March of 45, and the book ends on April 9th. Roosevelt actually passed away on April 12, 1945.
Jim Sargent's Mickey Matthews Mystery Series can be found at online booksellers or see the website in his name. For WFIR News In Depth, I'm Gene Marano.